With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Fantasy Football Noise. We're into game week 3 and with me this week is just Mr. Steve Baker all on his own. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm really good, thank you, Jay. What a lovely intro.
Thank you.
Less of the just.
Thank you. Just Steve. Well, it's just you and me, mate. Just you and me.
I know. Cozy. Where's Mitch?
Well, he's sunning himself as if he needed to any further. In Tuscany, I believe.
Very nice too.
We have got one or two clips that he's mercifully sent us in. So we shall have a couple of choice tidbits from him as the show progresses. But apart from that, we will have our usual mini league updates in a moment. We'll quickly look at our head to head, which is looking rather nice if you're me. We'll look back at the game week just gone, of course. We've also got our first story of the year. So that's coming up. We'll have a bit of trivia, and of course, we'll look ahead to Game Week 3 in Part 2. So why don't you kick us off with a mini-league update? There have been some rather impressive scores, have there not?
There have indeed. So this week's mini-league update, as it was last week, is brought to you by the fantastic switchingenergy.co.uk, the UK's finest energy switching website.
Is that right?
Yes, I think it is, in my opinion.
For legal reasons, that's just your opinion.
Just okay. Mine.
Okay. I mean, I'm inclined to agree with you. They seem like a really nice bunch of guys. Who better to switch energy with, quite frankly?
No one. Oh, dear. What a week it was. Top scorer this week, Daryl Hughes on 105. What a cracking effort.
Wow.
Lovely very team nice. Name as well. Mickey Mouse 11, with Mickey spelt as in Mkhitaryan.
Like it. Fine. Good. Where does that take him into the overall standings? I can't see him in the first page.
Oh, no, he's way down. He's below you. So plus 150, I think he had. Closely followed on 104 points this week were Ahmed Halak.
There we go.
And, yeah.
You weren't lying in week one. Your Arabic is indeed pretty good.
Pretty strong.
I listened to the show back the other day. I was very amused by that bit when you were like, how is your Arabic? Pretty good, thanks. As if it's anything other than I've never spoken a single word of it in my life.
I have. Ahmed Halak.
I've now said two of the words. I like the emphasis on the K's. Sorry, go on, Carol.
Dave Whiting also got 104. I wonder if he is a relative of Danny Whiting, of course, who came on our show in season one as a manager of the month.
Indeed she did. Yeah, let's find out.
Connor Harrison also scored 104. Marvellous stuff. So what does that do for the league? Well, last week's leader, Oisin Kim, is now toppled. He's away. So top of the shop is Gareth Outon on 204 with Gilfie as charged. And Phil Congrats. Carter on 202.
Two players over 200 points after 2 weeks. That's
particularly impressive, isn't it?
Yeah,
I did have a quick look at the top. The top mini leagues, thinking, you know, that's quite impressive. And they work out the mini league table, if you like, on the average of the top five in each of the mini leagues.
Yeah, we're nowhere near it, are we?
No, we're not even close.
No.
Not even close.
I think it's something like 220 in the 220s.
220s gets you on the top five page.
Average.
We're just about 200, aren't we?
Yeah. Come on, guys, keep going. Get us up there.
Third place, friend of the show in Australia, Tom Henningsen with 198.
Big shout out to Tom. What a great start.
Nice work.
Amazing start. So he's had, what, 96 and a 102.
Consistent.
Not too bad for your first 2 weeks.
And then bringing up fourth and fifth, we've got Neil Hall on 197 and James Blythe on 196. Good work, fellas.
Amazing, amazing. Very, very nice. Is it me or is it an above average start to the year? These points seem pretty punchy for weeks one and two. Of course it does, but I remember somebody triple captained Vardy last year in the first week and had a ludicrous score. I suppose that's what some of these people are doing. I haven't inspected their teams, but
the league leader, OR1, he triple captained Aguero this week.
The global leader,
he's on like 248 or something ridiculous.
Yeah, but I mean, these seem like very, very punchy scores to me.
Yeah, I think they are particularly high scoring. What was the average this week? 60, 55 last week? So that in itself is not groundbreaking, is it?
I guess it isn't. No,
we're just focusing.
Yeah, we're just rubbing shoulders with the elite, mate.
Yeah, we are. We got some good guys in our league.
Yeah, we have. And let's bring it closer to home. How did you get on, my friend? How did your wild card that you, you know, obviously was so... What was the word you used? Resplendent? No. What was the word you used? How about how you felt about it once deployed last week?
Delighted, I think.
No, I know what it was. Emancipated.
Emancipated.
That's how you felt. Are you still feeling that now?
I feel constipated now.
It's a slight change.
Fucking... What a fucking joke.
Teeny weeny change to how I feel.
43 points.
43 points.
Barely above my zombie team. So my mistake was to captain Sterling.
So you've singled out that as your only mistake, yeah? Just the one mistake you made so far this season.
My big mistake was that.
Okay.
So I picked the wrong Man City asset, basically.
Hmm.
And then some. And then my vice
captain.
Strange
how that happened, really, when you based your decision of your wildcard on all that data gathered in one fucking game week. It's amazing how that could have happened to you.
I didn't do that. I had to correct some mistakes.
No, you didn't.
The root cause is the mistakes I made in game week one, or selecting my side for game week one. But as I said, I am above my zombie team. One thing I did see in our... in our mini league, is I'm below Mitch's sister, Stacey, who I can quite confidently say knows fuck all about football. It's just embarrassing.
Where do you sit currently in the Fantasy Football Noise mini league, mate?
560 odd. OR 3.1 million. It's been a disaster.
So you're 561st out of about 620.
Yeah, actually, don't ask me about any of the games on Sunday. So after Saturday's performance, I had to have a day off football.
Mm.
So actually, I do know the scores on Sunday, but I couldn't bring myself to watch a single minute after I'd heard that Sterling was on the fucking bench. I was livid, Jay.
Well, at least he didn't feature, and you got your vice captain's points. Who was your vice captain, mate? How many did that net you?
For me, no. 2-pointer. Let's double that to 4, mate.
Boom.
But it did get Robertson off my bench. What did he get? 7 points?
He got 7, yeah.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah, cool. Well, very quickly.
How did you get on, Jay?
I had to say I had another pretty good week. I was very pleased. I had 87.
You're flying, aren't you?
Yeah, for me, this is a very good start, a tidy start. I'm pleased. I'm pinching myself. I had a 72-point first week last season, and then, as you know, tailed away dreadfully. So I'm very pleased to follow it up with an 87. So that leaves me on a total of 160 points.
What's your OR?
Overall rank of 219K.
Very nice.
Halved my rank. So yeah, I'm very pleased with that so far. And that leaves me, I think, 153 in the Fantasy Noise League. So that's cool. It's a good start. We come on to what changes I'm going to make later on. Shall we quickly hear our first clip from Mitch and see what he thinks about how he got on?
And 1 second before we do, Jay, I forgot. I do like to mention favourite team names every week.
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. Of course you do. Who have you spotted this week?
I have spotted two good ones. short-term emery loss from Simon Ray.
Excellent.
And in the style of the keyboard, Control Alt Delete with CTRL ALT. Brilliant. Very nice. From Reese Cartwright.
Excellent. Great work, guys. Keep them coming. Don't forget you can keep changing them every week, so we'll definitely mention the funniest ones we spot. Does that conclude your mini league update, mate?
It does, mate. Yeah, you carry on.
Excellent stuff. Right, let's hear from WJ Mitchell in fucking Tuscany.
Hello there, chaps. Hello there, listeners. Mitch here. Speak to you from the Tuscan hills.
Is it a fucking wind tunnel?
Grosseto, amongst other places, on another wonderful luxury five-star holiday. You might hear a little bit of wind in the background. It's a light breeze. Just
he sets the picture so well.
Caressing my skin on the top of the hill. So, yeah, wonderful times. But, of course, been absolutely glued to what's been happening over the weekend. I'm sitting here pretty on a 73-point game week. Not too bad, not amazing either when you compare it to some of the other scores around. But it is keeping me above the 66-point average that would put me in the top spot at the end of the season. If you remember, we said that Yusuf, last season's winner, he scored 2,512, I think, an average of 66 points a game week. So I'm currently above that. So, do you know, I'm not disappointed with that. Not at all. Would have liked to have captained Aguero this week. I agonised over it, but then eventually went Salah. So I have eventually ended up some points worse off, but not too bad. Not too bad at all. So, yeah, 73 points this week. I'm pretty happy. Returns from Aguero, Salah and Pereira, my tip from Leicester.
Very good tip.
12 points from him. So, yeah, pretty good all in all.
Yeah, you can't argue with that, actually. That was his one pre-season tip that sort of worked out quite well.
The only difference between that and a stellar game week is the captaincy.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is
and that's fair enough.
Yeah, that is fair enough. That's where I got lucky. I captained Aguero, and I think, I don't know if I said it to you on the last show, but I just thought that Salah didn't look quite on his pomp, if you like. He didn't look quite on song in that first game week at home to West Ham. He didn't.
Was it
look...
a dive for you?
Pardon?
Last night? Was it a dive for you last night?
No, it wasn't.
I think he's been fouled.
I think he's been fouled. He was tripped. He was tripped twice. If you look closely at it, but I think I'm in the minority. I think a lot of my mates were saying they thought it was a blatant dive. Really, really, really didn't think it was. I'd be happy to say if I did think it was. But
again, last night he wasn't great.
He wasn't great, was he? I thought he came into the game second half, but still nowhere near his pomp. So that was why. And also, and as you know from this show, I do respect the Palace back four as proved to be well justified. I thought they all looked really good, didn't you?
I thought all four fullbacks last night were a joy to watch.
Mm.
PVA had a super game. Wan-Bissaka was amazing. It's actually the first time I've watched him for 90 minutes. I think he's a really, really good... Well, not 90
how old is,
minutes.
How old is he? Is he like 20?
I'd say he's 20. So obviously I only watched him for 87 minutes or whatever he got sent off.
Yeah, but real shame with the red card. Real shame.
It was a shame.
Took one for the team a bit, but...
I don't think many of us would have got there to even make that challenge.
No. He's quick. But I thought Trent looked really good too.
TAA looked great, didn't he? Really good.
And I also noted, I've thought it before, but I think it's worth mentioning again, there aren't many players who look as comfortable on the ball as Van Dijk. Just the way he just nonchalantly, like leaning back, just strokes the ball around. Not even look, just, I don't know, he's so assured. I just think with him, and Alisson, my God, what a difference having him at the back. Just absolutely.
I don't think they would have won that game if Karius had been playing.
No, exactly. Crucial, huge, huge 3 points for us. Those are the exact sorts of games we used to find a way to throw away.
Talk to me about Firmino. So I've stuck with him game weeks 1 and 2. And obviously he's blanked pretty much in both games. But I actually thought he played okay last night.
He was okay, wasn't he? He was in and around it. I think when you really can judge it will be games like the one that's coming up this weekend at home to Brighton. Yeah, I think Palace did a really good job on us. I thought we were, you know, if it wasn't for the penalty, obviously we'd have gone in at half time 0-0, and I thought that would be, you know, no more than Palace deserved. I thought they were absolutely brilliant. They really shut down, particularly Salah. They also did a job on Firmino. So I mean, we only scored right at the death, you know, right at the end of the 90 minutes when perhaps they were getting a bit tired. They were obviously down to 10 men. So, you know, I don't think you can judge Firmino on that one. But yeah, obviously he hasn't given you any double point hauls yet that you would have hoped for. But, I think he'll certainly come good. I wouldn't be ditching him just yet. But I know a lot of people are running to get Mane, aren't they? So
they sure are.
I guess it depends how many assets you've got. If you've got three Liverpool assets and one of them's Firmino, I would just stick to your guns.
Yeah.
If you've only got two and you're looking for a purchase, I probably would, at the moment, you'd probably lean towards Mane, wouldn't you, rather than Firmino. But
absolutely. So I'm Robertson, Salah and Firmino at the minute. I'll stick with it for a wee bit.
Yeah. Yeah, fair. I've got baby Keith, as you know. So I thought he looked quite good again.
He's a good player. I'm not sure how valuable he's going to be.
Yeah.
In the wonderful array of assets that Liverpool have in fantasy.
That's right. So I'm going to talk. Should I talk to you now about my intended transfer, or should we leave it to part two?
Go for it now. While we're on, strike while the iron's hot, Jay.
Yeah. Well, my other concern in my side is Mahrez. Obviously, he didn't start. Came on only for a few minutes at the end, but
I think so, Hazard starts to. Sorry, carry on.
Well, I'm thinking of switch because I've saved my two free transfers. I was thinking of possibly swapping Keita for Mane and Mahrez for Bernardo Silva. I think the money will be there or thereabouts, right? And I've got a million in the bank as well, so I could do that swap. Or, as you say, possibly Hazard coming into focus. Possibly even Mkhitaryan, because Arsenal's run now improves greatly,
Arsenal
as we
got
said.
Cracking green run, so, haven't they?
Yeah. We'll talk about that more in the second half. But
yeah, let's do that.
That's where I'm thinking at the moment. Everyone else in my side, possibly with the exception of King, had a really good start to the season. So we've got another clip from Mitch to play, and let's do that now.
Okay.
Regarding my bet with Stairsy and the 500 quid he's going to put into the prize pot, regrettably not going so well. The gap has widened.
Come on, Mitch.
So I'm on 133 points after two game weeks. Stairsy is on 151. Mm. So that feels like a gap that is going to be a struggle to make up in the next couple of game weeks. I will seek to find some differentials, but I fear we're probably sharing many of the same players now. So yes, overhauling the current deficit and another 25 points in the next two game weeks seems tricky. Now, I know my fellow presenters, co-hosts, whatever you want
Hello.
To call them, chancers,
Hello.
Some might say, had encouraged me to play my chips, but it's a long season and I'm not going to enter into that kind of
I'm not going to win £500 for all of you.
So, no, I'm not playing chips. I'm playing this for the season. I want to do way, way
Selfish.
Better than last season. But if that means I don't overhaul that gap between me and Stairsy, well, unfortunately, so be it. And fair play to you, Stairsy, for a good, solid performance. 151 points after two game weeks.
I'm disappointed, Jay.
Fair enough. Yeah, it is disappointing, but it's not over. It's not over, but it probably is.
So for everyone's benefit, Stairsy's going to pay £500 into the mini league prize pot if Mitch can beat him by 25 points at the end of game week 4. It's not looking good, lads.
Oh, well, we've still got the sponsor fund from Switching Energy, and if we get 20 people to do it, that'll be 700 quid, so not to be sniffed at.
Did you see the shit show that was Man United playing at Brighton?
Oh, my God, yeah. Just appalling.
They looked like they didn't give a fuck, and that is the worst position you can be in as a football fan. I should imagine United fans are livid.
I know a few of them, and I can confirm they are. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, which is wonderful from my point of view, and most other people, I would think. But is Mourinho going to make it past Christmas?
I think it'll be fine.
Do you?
And I don't have any particular sympathy for for Man United or their fans, but no, I think he'll be fine.
Do you?
Yeah,
not third season syndrome.
No, they'll turn it round and they'll start to play some decent football, and they've got too many good players. It's just whether it happens in the next 4 or 5 weeks. If it doesn't happen in the next 4 or 5 weeks, he's in trouble. But at the minute, I think he's fine.
I don't know. I'm just so fed up with him being so fucking morose all the time, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Just unbelievable. And Bailey was dreadful.
Mm-hmm.
Dreadful. And he was really good for them. Yeah, and when the Lindelof was sort of expected, you expect it from, but Bailey was great last year.
Yeah, he was.
He was nearly the one that I brought in, and now I don't know about anyone else, but I'm thinking about holding off of Man United assets altogether at the time. For now, I haven't
completely
got anyone. Yeah. People that have plumped for De Gea thinking it was, you know, safe points. I think he's sitting on about 4 points at the minute, which is amazing, while Edison is bloody assisting. So...
How about that?
Yeah, what a ball. That was training ground stuff too, wasn't it? That was no...
It really was. And Guardiola just gesticulated towards Edison, yeah, didn't he?
Yeah.
Rather than celebrate the goal.
Yeah, wonderful. That was really good. What other things do we want to go over from game week two?
I'm liking Pereira and Maddison at Leicester. They're yeah, creeping up my watch list.
Yeah.
I think Arsenal are better than a 3-2 loss at Chelsea. When they were 2-0 down, they were great.
Yeah, that they should have been 4 or 5-2. Well, could easily won that 4 or 5-2, couldn't they? I mean, Aubameyang missed an absolute sitter. He's a Premier League player and he's missed from 6 yards out. Absolutely skied it. What a gilt-edged chance.
West Ham at home, Cardiff, Newcastle, then Everton, Watford at home is too tempting to miss for Arsenal now. I think.
So who are we looking at? Do you think you trust Aubameyang, or do you think he'll find a place in the side for Lacazette? Or where are you looking? Ramsey?
I think Ramsey was what we said in game week one, wasn't it? We were thinking of bringing Ramsey in.
Yep.
Mkhitaryan, I think it's difficult at that price not to be considering him.
Definitely.
I don't think Lacazette at all. Aubameyang... Would you really rather have him than Aguero? I think
fuck
not.
No, definitely not. Yeah. I mean, I think we've got to anticipate some Man City rotation. That's what I would say.
Sure.
Whereas I would have thought his place, unless he keeps missing sitters from 6 yards, which I wouldn't have thought he would do, but I would have thought his place is reasonably safe. So whether Pep continues to play two up front, I don't know. What do you think?
I am really annoyed by Pep's changes, obviously, because I have personal impact on the Sterling
sure you are
decision. But how fucking luxurious is that to be able to change your entire approach to a football match just to try it out, just to see one of your options? I mean, their run of games is so easy from here. They've got Wolves, Newcastle, Fulham, Cardiff, Brighton. Oh. Do you think he's going to try a different... He's going to have 7 different entire playing
formations, lineups, everything.
By the end of game week 7.
Yeah. When does Champions League round 1 kick in?
Match day 1 is in between game weeks 5 and 6.
Right, okay.
So mid-September, mate.
So we've got three game weeks. Would you expect there's going to be a good chance that he might be rested for game week 5?
Almost certainly.
So perhaps stick with him for 3 and 4 and bring...
Get him out of the international break.
Bring Aubameyang in for their plum tie against Newcastle, Everton, Watford. Done.
Bloody hell. That is super.
Yeah. That works all right, doesn't it?
But nothing else to talk about.
That's it. Go home. What about the Cherries win away at West Ham?
I know. I did fear for them.
Yeah.
When I first saw the Hernandez foul, I thought Ake's not touched him. But yeah, it didn't take long in the second replay for me to go, oh no, he's kicked him up.
I think he did. Yeah.
And then at that point, you're wondering, you're a bit nervous.
Can they come back from it?
But wonderfully, West Ham have again capitulated. I'm not sure whether they played badly or Bournemouth played well. I'll give the benefit of the doubt to the Cherries because they've got 6 points and everyone in Bournemouth is delighted.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, my two teams.
Steve Cook.
Joint top.
Who had him?
Cookie. No one.
No, I
know. Absolutely no one. Josh King, quiet again, though. Doesn't even feature on the bonus points.
What a great goal from Callum Wilson.
Tell it, yeah. Oh, so good. So good.
It's kind of like Lukaku at his best.
It'll be in the goal of the month list, that one, surely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice. And we want to quickly mention Spurs scoring three goals and still no involvement for Christian Eriksen.
I know. Poor old Chris. He was stood by that free kick like a sore thumb when Trippier stepped up to calmly stroke it over the wall into the bottom left-hand corner.
That's how you do it, Chris. Yeah.
Hold on a second, Chris. I've got this covered.
I'll pop this one in. And Kane scored in August, so...
Very good, and he hit the bar and hit the post as well, and looks every bit.
How many points do you get for
striker.
That? How many points do you get for that?
Nothing.
Bar and post, sorry.
But wonderful finish. I think he's on form, and I don't know. I've just got this thing where because they've got so many away fixtures loaded into the start of the season, as well as the August thing, I didn't go for Spurs assets.
No, me neither.
I don't think an away trip to Man United is particularly the time to start.
No, agreed. Then they've got they're away at Watford after that, and then home to Liverpool.
Home to Liverpool, yeah.
Liverpool's the first game at the new White Hart Lane, right?
I think it's still going to be delayed after game week 4.
Oh, has it been pushed back again?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're playing their first Champions League game away from the new White Hart Lane as well.
Okay. Anyway, after the Liverpool game, that Champions League game, they're away at Brighton, away at Huddersfield, and then home to Cardiff. So maybe that's when you start thinking about it then. Perhaps see how they all come back from the Champions League.
I think so. But
in week 6.
I'm still looking at like game week 18, 19 before Spurs feature for me.
Mm.
Short-sighted, and I'll probably waste even more fucking points.
Probably, yeah. And Mitrovic opened his account. That was nice to see. Not that I've got him, but good to see that.
It was indeed. What a strange goal.
Yeah.
I have no idea why Sessegnon didn't score it. And then why would he cross it to a teammate on his knees?
Did well.
Why would he do that?
Yeah.
But anyway, they got away with it. Gave the Fulham fans a lovely moment. I've been as a low ranking side supporter, I can tell you just how exciting that is when you score away to bring it back to one each against one of the big boys.
Yeah, speaking that brings us sort of nicely round to Cardiff Watch. Were you quite pleased?
Sorry, who?
Cardiff Watch. Were you quite pleased that Kennedy didn't manage to convert that pen at the end?
Sorry. As you know, there are only 19 sides in the Premier League this year. I'm not sure who Newcastle were playing this week.
I thought we were all joining you in Cardiff hating this year.
Oh, fuck. Do you know what? I'd watched it. I thought they were going to get annihilated by Newcastle.
Mm.
This is going to be a rout. And actually, Cardiff were the better side. Murphy was excellent. Did you see that his twin brother came on in the same game?
I didn't see that one. I listened to it in the car, and
you didn't miss much.
No, thanks. It sounded like it, and the two Murphys were against each other for about 10 minutes before the other one got subbed off. Anyway, we haven't mentioned Alonso yet. Jesus, I was cautious about him because everyone was saying
that.
Yeah,
the move to a back four.
Yeah, Sarri's moved to a back four, but hasn't affected him at all. He was in the box. More than Morata.
absolutely. And Alonso is as clearly, if you've had Alonso and you've made that investment at that big price, it's really paid off for you. And I thought Morata played well on Saturday.
He did. Yeah, absolutely. So Alonso is 6.6 now, and I am really looking at him. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You got money to burn, Jay.
Well, I don't know. There's a possible reshuffle. We'll come on to it later.
Yeah, okay.
We'll come on to it. We have got a story to play in, but should we have that towards the end of the show? And let's hear your trivia question, which I hear you've got for me.
So it's picking up on the hat-trick theme from Sergio Aguero this weekend.
Of course.
So I would like you to tell me the players who scored the most hat-tricks in Premier League history. Top five.
Okay. Top five. All time.
All time.
All right, cool. We'll give that some thought, and we'll have the answer for that at the end of part two. And we'll see you after the break.
Cheers.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Welcome back to part two of Fantasy Football Noise. Shall we kick part two off with our first story of the season, Baco?
I'm so excited by it. Yes, we should.
We were going to do
how
it.
How many people have sent in stories? How many have we got that you've chosen this from?
We've had three in. Three in so far. This is the first one to make the cut. We've got a little bit more time perhaps on our hands this week. So let's have it. It is from our dear old friend and two-time appearance on the show, Mark Masters. Now, people who haven't heard him before may not be familiar, but people that have will know he's a little bit... How would you describe him?
He's left field, I would say. His brain works in a different way than most of you.
He's wired slightly differently to the rest of us, but we fucking love it. And, his style can be slightly scattergun at times. So...
I haven't listened to this. You have.
You haven't heard the story. I have.
You're warning us, aren't you? You're warning us, listeners.
It's a story you've heard before, Baco, but it's... It's certainly an enjoyable one. Here you go.
Hello, boys. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Now, here is a footabar-related story for you. Now, this dates back 10 years ago, to 2008. Those of you that are Premier League fixated, AFC Bournemouth, 10 years ago, started the season on minus 17 points in Division 2.
It should perhaps be clarified for everyone's knowledge. Mark Masters is a die-hard Cherries fan. So, just so you know.
Okay, little bit of context for you. My company did work for the football club, and they were potless. They didn't have any money, so I tell you what, they'll ask me to do some things for the football club. And one of those things was an afternoon against Lincoln City. So Lincoln City...
The Shrimpers.
On a cold afternoon... When we may have still been on, it was something like minus 14 at the time. Morale was not high. So they asked me if I would host the restaurant for the afternoon, right? They didn't even have to get to the end of the sentence till I said, right, I'm in. So it was the most depressing, uninspiring afternoon I have ever had. But let me share this with you because I thought I was on fire. I thought I was on fire, but nobody else did. Because when we started, it was Lincoln City, and I thought I would get a rousing hands punched in the air as I'm getting animated now. So I started by saying, the last time we played Lincoln City was in the Division 2 playoff final, and Lincoln thought they had a chance until the ref blew his whistle, as it happened. Bournemouth won the playoff, right? And it was dark days as well when Jimmy Quinn was in charge. And when I would say to the room, listen, it wasn't very busy and not like the days of Premier Football now, where people
are
laughing
about five people there
by eating the steaks and the eaten mess for dessert. What it would have had.
I love how you think steak and eaten mess is posh.
And it was awful.
That's
so
high-end.
I would try and get these people going by saying, right, when Jimmy Quinn, Christ, where Jimmy Quinn is manager, when Jimmy Quinn talks about his tactics, I'm not talking about his favourite sweets. Silence. Here's the big one. So, they wanted me to G up, though I was getting nothing from the crowd. This was the kicker. This was the ace. We were playing Luton Town the following week on a Tuesday or Wednesday evening. Here we go.
You know what's coming back.
And I said to the audience, now, Luton Town have three more seasons in Division 2. Autumn, winter and spring. Bosh!
Hooray!
And it was silence. And it went, got worse. Because Bournemouth lost to Lincoln. We lost 1-0 at home in Division 2 on minus 14. We started minus 14. A chap, a young boy had broken his arm, and I made the club give him a T-shirt. But that shirt would have cost about 40-odd quid that the club didn't have. Even when footballs were going out the stadium, it was costing money. And the thing was, the football club never invited me back again.
Oh, Marky.
Most bleakest afternoon I've had in my life related to football.
Bless him.
And I hope by sharing and opening my soul to you guys opens a little bit to the listeners that are part of the Fantasy Football Noise community. Keep up the good work, guys.
Cheers, Marky.
Lovely stuff. Cheers, Marky. Can you imagine? Complete tumbleweed.
It's probably his claim to fame, though. Perhaps if anyone else has got their claim to fame and wants to send in their story, that would be wonderful.
Well, the other part of his claim to fame, of course, was that they also let him go inside the Cherry's mascot, Cherry Bear. He was also Cherry Bear for a day. Do you remember that?
I do.
Waving at everyone. Constantly. Brilliant. Marky Masters, we love you. I've actually got a little bit of a story of my own, something that happened this week.
What have you done?
I'm slightly nervous to tell you. It's a bit... it's a touch embarrassing. But I'll tell you when you can decide. So I may have mentioned last week that I was doing some landscaping. Yeah?
You were hiring a digger, no less.
I did hire a digger. The incident does involve said digger. Can you guess what's coming?
Oh, no, you haven't killed your dad.
I fucking nearly did. Mate, I'm in the digger. I've been at the helm for less than an hour, and it's going quite well. Quite happy with the controls. Everything's going all right. My dad clearly had a lot of faith in me. He was very impressed with my early signs of control, to the point where I was scooping the bucket at the front at full length. Bear in mind, this is a 3-ton digger. The arm must be the best part of 20 feet long. He then walks into within the arc, shall we say, of the digger's range. He walks into it. It could only have been a few feet to the left of the bucket. And goes to bend down to move something on the ground or something. At that point, okay, so I also perhaps need to explain that there are about 7 different joysticks, like, you know, levers in the cockpit of this thing, right? Some you pull forward and backwards, some you move left and right. The right-hand joystick, you lean to the left in order to scoop the bucket down, like to scoop up and pick up stuff, right? So you lean it to the left. What did I do? I did the one on the left, to the left, which rotates the whole fucking thing sharply through 90 degrees. And I clattered into my poor old man, hit him full in the chest and knocked him right off his feet. He's 17 stone, 6'3". Honestly, mate, he's horizontal, flew across the yard. I fucking shit myself. You know, yeah, God, honestly.
I've killed my dad.
I didn't know what I'd done. I didn't know how bad it was. Thankfully, I quickly realised that he was okay, thankfully. He had a nasty bump on the back of his head. But a foot, honestly, like, he was so lucky it hit him right on the middle of his chest. A foot higher, it would have just smashed his face in. It just would have just, he'd have lost teeth. It could have been, or were, you know, could have been.
Dead.
Yeah, could have been really, really bad. Really bad.
Murder.
It's, yeah, it's just about far enough away from the incident now that I can talk about it. humorous
Derek
voice.
Nichols.
But, yeah, that was a very, very hairy moment.
Well, I'm glad it turned out okay. Thank God for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for sharing, mate. That is a treat.
You're welcome. a very, very, very close scrape indeed. Right, so shall we look ahead to game week 3? What's in store? What to the juicy fixtures? And dare I ask, Steve, what transfers you might be considering?
So I think I'm gonna save my transfer for game week 4, right. So I can double up in game week 4. So I'm not going to make any changes this week. I'm quite happy with my side. I mean, look, the basic premise is okay. I've got to remain positive. Everton doing great. The Pickford Begovic keeper scenario hasn't worked. I wasn't expecting Southampton to score against Everton this week, but Everton's fixtures are still strong. Mm-hmm. I've got three in the squad. It's just that Keane or Pickford haven't clean sheeted yet.
Yeah.
I'm
surprised you went. You doubled up on their defence, if I'm honest.
Yeah,
They didn't have a particularly strong pre-season, did they?
But if you remember, I just wanted to save some cash further up the pitch with my midfield and attackers, but that hasn't worked out well either.
No.
So thanks very much. But I'm going to try all I can this week to save my free transfer, if that's okay.
You mean it's not guaranteed yet?
Not guaranteed. That's for sure.
Not until the deadline has passed. Can you confirm with any certainty that you won't spend it? All right.
How about you, Jay? What are you going to do?
Yeah, so as I mentioned earlier on, I'm thinking about switching baby Keith and Mahrez around. But,
yeah, go for it.
Yeah, so I think I can make that work, but I'd really like to get Alonso in as well, so might have to do a bit of juggling, but not sure if I'm going to make that work.
Not going to go Arsenal assets? Hammers at home looking poor? Yeah, they can't be poor 3 weeks in a row, can they? I think they can, can't they?
Not unless they just are poor.
I think they might be poor.
It's not an act they're putting on, I don't think. I am tempted by Mkhitaryan, so yeah, that move might come in. There is still a lot of uncertainty, isn't there, as you've proven with the Man City midfield. So, could possibly go Mahrez for Mkhitaryan and Keita for Mane. That might work.
Good work. What's Mitch up to?
Good work. And in terms of the fixtures, I mean, God, Man City away at Wolves. Surely another big score there for them, you'd think.
I think so. I don't think Wolves are gonna sit back. If we think about their home game against, who do they play week one? Everton.
Yeah.
I just can't see them sitting back. I can see them scoring, for sure, just like Huddersfield did, but I don't think their defence is up to much. I think City are gonna take the piss, and it's a lovely big pitch at Molineux as well.
Yeah, they're gonna lap that up, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about Everton, but Bournemouth have looked pretty good so far this season. Do you fancy them to beat Bournemouth?
Two unbeaten sides, Bournemouth, Everton, playing against each other. I really do think that Everton are a change side, and I think they're going to beat the Cherries, I'm afraid, mate.
You do? Okay. No, you could be right. You could be right. But Wilson's impressed me so far, as has the wee man. So, yeah, the defences look pretty good, but we'll see. I think I might plump for a draw on that one. But and then Liverpool-Brighton, the evening game. Like you said earlier, they did pretty bloody well against United, but whether they can do that away at Anfield.
I tell you what, one game I'm really looking forward to because it's kind of make or break for both teams.
Yeah.
Fulham against Burnley.
Yeah.
So I think if Burnley lose at Fulham, I think that will be the biggest test that Burnley have had in the last 18 months, coming back from the home defeat to Watford and an away defeat to Fulham.
Yeah.
So that's one option. And then if Burnley beat Fulham, I fear for Fulham. I really do. I don't think it's going to go upwards from there.
So you're almost making an end of season prediction right now that the loser of that game is getting relegated, if I'm understanding you correctly.
Yeah, but Fulham have got... They go to bloody Etihad. They've got Everton away, Arsenal. Oof. I think they're in trouble unless they can get something. And right. Brighton were brilliant. They've got Brighton next week. The week after in game week four. Mm. And
I think you're right to flag that up. That is an interesting matchup.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm. Cool.
I'm looking forward to it. I'll certainly watch that, I think.
If you were a betting man, Baco, which way would you lean?
I think I would bet on Fulham.
You bet on a home win?
Yeah, I thought they played quite well against Palace at the Cottage.
Give me the draw and I will bet a tenner that.
Lovely offer.
Take that.
Do you know what? I will take it just for listener amusement.
Great.
Because the odds are clearly against me there, and you've come up with that. But I'm gonna back
the home
myself.
Team. You've got Mitrovic in form. Burnley have only scored one goal this season. That's mental of me to take that off you. You're joking, aren't you? Anyway,
I'll take Fulham.
And as we both know, no cash was likely to ever change hands. So fucking £1 million on that, sure.
Yeah, let's do it, million.
Yeah. And then a big Monday night game is Man United and Spurs.
Yeah,
that's a tough one to call now, isn't it?
It is a tough one to call. I think it's going to be one of those nail biters. It's going to be a late goal that wins it. I think it's going to be relatively high scoring. I don't think United are going to come out on top.
You don't think that's going to be like cagey 0-0 and then a single goal is going to decide it? You think there'll be lots of goals and a late goal will decide it?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you?
Yeah, every instinct tells us that.
I think it'll be, like 1-0 probably to Spurs.
No, I think Spurs will score first. They'll score fairly early. United will then come out of their shell, and I think it'll be end-to-end for 40, 50 minutes before whoever's in front shuts up shop.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah, there you go.
We will find out. So you're not going to make any transfers yourself?
Not at this stage, John.
Okay. Quickly looking at the most transferred in and out players. No surprise, De Bruyne is the most transferred out player again.
Why did they still have him?
Yeah, don't know. People are asleep, aren't they? 230,000 have shipped him. Vardy's out as well because he's obviously... banned for three. And then Firmino's next on the list, followed by Eriksen, followed by Sanchez.
Yeah.
So they've all had pretty slow starts. And most brought in, Richarlison.
Significant Richarlison move, isn't it? It's half a million
already. People have brought Richarlison in, yeah. I think there's quite a few easy straight swaps for him, aren't there? You know, people gambled on
that
Jota.
Price.
Yeah, that sort of price, yeah. Aguero, unsurprisingly, is next with nearly 400,000 ins. Mendy, Alonso and Mane are next, so yeah, quite predictable. They're all coming in.
Absolutely. Are you gonna bring in one of those five transferee ins as your wanker this week? There's got to be a wanker amongst them, hasn't it? How did we do last week?
I don't think I'd pin any of those to be this week's wanker, but how did we get on last week? Who did we all say?
So Mitch had banker Eriksen, no, wanker Zaha. I think that's a fair wanker. You had Aguero. Congrats.
Thank you.
Arnautovic is your wanker, but of course he scored the penalty.
He did. It was so nearly. I was so nearly right because he didn't have a great game.
No, he didn't. He didn't. He got lucky.
And why didn't Noble take the bloody penalty? Do you know what I mean? Does that not give me a half point?
And I have to say, in my defence, I was unlucky with both my banker and my wanker. So obviously I've called the massacre of Huddersfield. I've just got the wrong City player. So my banker was Sterling.
Yeah.
And my wanker was Luke Shaw, so I called the fact that they were going to ship three or four goals against Brighton, but he did get the assist.
Yeah. So just for the record, because that is a bit of an ambiguous one, I think we should probably draw a line in the sand as to what qualifies a successful pick in each category, don't you?
Okay.
So just if anyone hasn't listened to previous shows, it was suggested before the start of the season by long-term friend of the show, Stairsy, that we do bankers and wankers. Bankers being someone who we think you can hang your hat on for a big haul that week, and a wanker obviously being someone who's widely tipped to do well, who we think is going to trip up. So I think we need to probably work out exactly where the cutoffs are for each, don't you?
What's a good score? 7-8 for the banker?
I think so, yeah. So we gave you a tick for Salah's 8, if I remember rightly, in the first week. So should we call the line in the sand 8 for a successful banker?
Yeah, okay.
Do you want to make it 7?
No, let's make it 8. Let's test ourselves.
Make it tough, yeah. And then from a wanker, I think 3 or less?
I think it has to be 2 or less.
Do you?
Yeah. A blank is 2 points, isn't it?
Oh, come on. If someone got 10% ownership and they turn in a 3-point week, that's pretty bloody disappointing, isn't it?
They're a wanker, aren't they?
So just updating those scores overall, that gives me my first point of the season.
Congrats.
So I move to 1. Mitch already had 1, so he moves to 2 and you score none, so you stay on 2. So 2-2-1.
Lovely. Did Mitch send you in his banker and wanker for this week?
He did. Let's see who he's gone for, shall we?
Yes, please.
My banker this week is going to be Mane. Ooh. Home to Brighton. Yes, fine. Great result against Man United. That's because Man United have been poor, to be honest. Liverpool have been in great form. I'd expect them to continue that form at home especially. I reckon Mane is going to get you minimum 10 points. So, yeah, he's my banker for the week.
Hard to argue with that.
Fair dues.
Shall we have a Salah ban on this section? You can't just say Salah every week, can you?
I haven't said Salah every week. I am going to say Salah this week.
That's what I'm saying. I knew you were going to. You said him in the first week. Come on, you're not offering people much insight, are you?
For fuck's sake, Jake. Throw a dog a bone, mate. I'm having a shocker here. Let me have Salah.
I'm struggling. Right, fine. For the last time, you've got Salah. Okay, we've each got 2 Salahs then. That's your last one. I will say, Aubameyang this time. He's surely got to find the net. Home to West Ham. He's my banker.
Very good. Shall we find out who Mitch's wanker is?
Yeah, Mitch's wanker coming up.
My wanker of the week. I've picked him before. I'm going to pick him again. I think JB picked him last week. Arnautovic, away at Arsenal. Not going to see West Ham getting a return against them. So Arnautovic, he's going to score, I don't know, 2 points if he's lucky. Maybe 3, I don't know, something like that. But yeah, he's going to be my wanker of the week.
And based on the scoring that we decided in his absence, that would indeed make Arnautovic a wanker.
Yeah, so good to hear that Mitch is in agreement that 3 points qualifies as wanker. Yeah, cool. And what are you going to go for, mate?
I'm going for Pogba because he is a wanker.
He just is one.
Is a wanker. Who's yours going to be, Jay?
Just mainly because I haven't got him and I hope that that I'm right in my prediction, the Man United-Spurs game being a low-scoring affair as opposed to your prediction. I'm going to say Harry Kane.
Very nice. You're not jumping on that Kane bandwagon.
Well, I think they might edge it, as I mentioned earlier on, but I think Jose's surely going to have United whipped into a bit more shape and they'll be back to keeping a clean sheet. I'd imagine there'll be a change of personnel at the back. And, yeah, he might score 1, he might not, but I'm going to say Harry Kane anyway. I think he'll have a quiet day. Let's see.
Very nice indeed. You ready for a bit of trivia answer, Jay?
Oh, yes, blimey, I haven't thought. They'll be off the cuff, okay.
Come on, then.
Remind the listeners what the question is.
A reminder. So we're looking for who has scored the most hat-tricks in Premier League history. So go on, have a think. Who's top of the tree?
Well, Jay? I think I heard this weekend that that was Aguero's ninth hat trick. So
correct, it was his ninth, and he's in second place.
I was going to say, he's got to be right up there. So I'll go for the obvious one, Alan Shearer.
11 hat tricks. He is the all time record holder. There is another one on 9. Who do you think that might be?
Terry Henry.
He's on 8.
8 for Henry. Van Persie?
He's not on the list.
Really?
Yeah. You're missing 4 Englishmen.
4 Englishmen, thank you. I was just about to say Van Nistelrooy, but I now won't. They're all English, are they?
Yeah, so who else is on 9? Come on, Jay.
Crikey. Fowler?
Yes, Robbie Fowler.
Michael Owen?
He's on 8.
Into my pomp now, into my stride.
Yeah.
How about Big Les?
Two more Englishmen. No, not Big Les. No, more famous than that.
Teddy?
No, no, more famous.
More famous.
Both England captains.
Of England captains?
Both still playing, one of them in the Premiership, one of them abroad.
An Englishman playing abroad currently? Oh, of course, Rooney.
Rooney's on 7, and your wanker of this week is on 8, Harry Kane.
Really? I didn't think Kane would have 8 already. Jesus.
There you go. That's amazing. He's so going to overtake Alan Shearer, isn't he?
Yeah, he's already got 8 Premier League hat-tricks to Shearer's 11.
It's amazing, career. Isn't it?
Yeah. Mental.
There we are.
Good question, mate. Like that one. I think that does it for the week, doesn't it?
I think so, mate. What a lovely, lovely treat that was. And I hope you appreciate the fact that I'm upbeat, and I have been upbeat. I'm genuinely excited to be part of this show, and I am staving off depression with strong medication, and I've taken the happy pills tonight.
And 30 cigarettes a day. I hope your fortunes turn for the better very soon.
Thank you.
And yeah, I wish you all the very best of luck. If you'd like to follow us, you can do so. We are on Twitter at @fantasy_noise. If you have a funny story, you can record it on your own smartphone device and send it to us at fantasyfootballnoise@gmail.com. We'd love to hear some more funny ones. And yeah, subscribe to the show, join the mini league, spread it around, and we will catch you next time. Thanks very much. Cheers.
Thanks, everyone. Cheers.
Cheers, mate.
Cue the music.
This podcast is part of the You Are the Media Network.